Georgia higher education officials have a goal of 60% of young adults in the state to earn some kind of college credential by the year 2020. One big barrier? Most students enter college unprepared to handle the coursework. From the Southern Education Desk, Moore Walls reports on how one technical college in Georgia is trying new ways to catch those students up.
Remedial education needs a makeover. Roughly 23,000 students in Georgia take these learning support classes designed to catch them up on basic skills they need to succeed in college. But only a quarter of them ever graduate. So people like Carol Myers, Dean of General Education at Athens Technical College, are trying to figure out a better way. The key, Myers says, is to get students through learning support quickly so they don't become discouraged and drop out. But at the same time, the courses must be strong enough to prepare students for the rigors of college work.
So you don't want to just, you know, push them through, get them in there, and have them fail. So it's not just getting, you know, as many students passing. You want them to pass and stay enrolled. And that's really the challenge.
That's why learning support math classes at Athens Tech now look like this. A computer lab full of students, each working individually on lessons and quizzes, with Professor Vidya Nahar moving from student to student answering now, right? Questions.
What are you doing? You're solving for X. So you're leaving X alone.
Nahar says it's a huge change from traditional remedial courses.
In traditional class, I would walk in, I'll say, okay, this is the lesson we are going to do. I'll go to the board and start lecturing without realizing how many are there with me or how many are fallen behind or lost or whatever. But now in this role, it's one-on-one. So I'm like having 20 classrooms under one roof.
Each student works through the lessons at his or her own pace. If one fails a test or a quiz, Nahar helps him or her figure out why.
Did you review the previous test before? And what, you didn't get the same question?
I didn't have the same question.
Okay.
Students can't move on until they've mastered each lesson, which Nahar says works better than the old way, when teachers would move on even if every student didn't understand every concept.
And if students didn't understand fraction, but still they will pass the course. But that fraction will catch up with them in the higher level courses.
Nahar says that the new class format creates more work for her, but she's not complaining.
I enjoy teaching this way. I mean, I felt I was a good teacher even when I was teaching traditional class, but the interaction with student was not as much as I have interaction right now. I get to know each student personally.
And while some students say that the flexible model makes it feel like they're teaching themselves, nursing student Hannah McLean says that's helped ease the anxiety she used to feel around math.
Like, I have to take a test today. I'm not looking forward to it, no, but I'm not like, oh my gosh, I'm not coming to class because there's a test.
McLean and fellow nursing student Leanne Wilson say that their new confidence has been reflected in their grades.
It hasn't been such a struggle like it was in high school.
That's the thing. I mean, I made an A. I've never seen an A in math in mine from kindergarten until now. I've never seen an A in math, ever.
And Athens Tech Dean Allison Hale says that when students make high grades in their remedial courses, they're more likely to thrive when they make it to the collegiate level classes.
Every single student that enrolled in their college level course that went through the redesign actually passed their college level course.
Athens Tech's success is prompting other schools around the country to follow suit. The Complete College America initiative, which funded Athens Tech's redesign, just released a report encouraging community colleges to adopt the type of changes the school has modeled. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Maura Walls in Athens, Georgia.
Support for the Southern Education Desk comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.